And if you ever had any doubts about Russian meddling, their efforts to influence Americans, tonight Dan Harris and what he discovered inside a nondescript building in St. Petersburg. It is safe to say they were not happy to see him.
I'm from ABC News in the United States.
We're in St. Petersburg, Russia, trying to get inside a building known as the Troll Factory.
Okay, easy.
Here we're told dozens of internet trolls are hard at work trying to exploit America's divisions. Security guards push us out, threatening to call the police. Not far away, we meet Ludmila Savchuk, a journalist who went undercover in 2015, working in the Troll Factory for about $700 a month.
What was your job when you were working there? What did you have to do all day?
She tells me she would invent fictional characters and then post under their names with topics carefully selected by her bosses. She says she and some of her fellow ex-trolls shot these undercover videos inside the building, showing tight security and rows of trolls typing away. This man, Alan Beskayev, told an independent liberal Russian TV station he worked in the unit that specifically targeted America. One minute, he said, you needed to be a redneck from Kentucky, and then later you had to be some kind of white dude from Minnesota, and then in 15 minutes, you need to be from New York, writing something in black slang. Tonight, lawmakers releasing several of the thousands of ads bought by Russian trolls. And just look at this tweet from during the election, falsely telling fans of Hillary Clinton they can avoid the line and vote from home. The trolls even using an image of the comedian Aziz Ansari. No wonder they didn't want to let us in to see their work.
And Dan Harris with us tonight. Dan, you're also learning that these Russian trolls went to extraordinary lengths to learn about America?
That's right, David. One ex-troll tells us some of his colleagues actually traveled here to the U.S. in order to better understand our culture. Another tells us the bosses made all of the trolls watch the Netflix show House of Cards.